今朝早上面有一个负担同弟兄姊妹交通约翰福音第二章里面一个信息。
This morning, have a burden to share something with brothers and sisters. Focus on the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第二章第一节到第十一节嘅。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
呢度呢系讲出一件事情。
This particular passage tells us of something.
系讲主耶稣行嘅一个嘅神迹。
It tells us about a miracle that Jesus completed.
因为嗰一次呢喺加利利嘅加拿嘅地方呢有一个人结婚。
On that particular occasion in the city of Cana, there was a wedding.
咁耶稣呢就被邀请去参加呢个嘅筵席。
And Jesus was invited to come to the wedding.
但系喺筵席嘅当中咧，佢哋要饮嘅酒咧饮晒。
But amidst the celebration of the wedding, the wine that everyone was enjoying ran out.
咁样咧就耶稣就喺嗰度行咗一个神迹，就叫啲水变成酒。
And because of that, Jesus had the opportunity to do a miracle that was to change water into wine.
咁样，当佢哋尝过呢啲酒之后
，and after the guests had tasted the wine，
佢哋就觉得，哇！呢啲酒仲靓过头先主人家拎出嚟嗰啲啊。
Their response was that this new batch of wine was much better than the previous batch that was already served by the master of the household.
呢件事情喺嗰度显出主耶稣佢个奇妙嘅作为嚟。
And so here it tells us of the miraculous work of Jesus.
嗱，好唔好？我哋打开圣经嚟到读下第二章。第一节读到第十一节。
So let's take a look at this passage as recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, from verses 1 through 11.
我先用中文读下弟兄姊妹听，然后一阵间阿 Michael 会用英文读。
We'll read this in English first, and then in Chinese first, and then in English afterwards.
约翰福音第二章第一节，佢话第三日在加利利嘅加拿有娶亲嘅筵席，耶稣嘅母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说：他们没有酒了。耶稣说：母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说：他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说：现在可以捞出来，送给管筵席的。他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有偷水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说：人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一个神迹，是在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Reading from verse 1, and on the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited.And his disciples to the wedding. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them,Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. And they took it to him. And when the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then that which is poorer. You have kept the good wine until now. this beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Let us all bow in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我哋再一次嘅感谢你。
Beloved Lord, once again we thank you.
是你召聚我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
For you have called us together before your presence.
就如今你又要打开你嘅话同我哋讲说话。
And now you desire to open up your words and speak to us.
求主真系将一个赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
So we do ask, Lord, that you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
用你自己嘅话嚟到引导我哋。
And to use your words to guide us.
用你嘅圣灵。
To have the Holy Spirit have full control over us.
求主叫我们不单止见到主你那个奇妙的作为,
and allow us not only to see the miraculous work that our Lord has done,
我又求主你叫我们更看见这位奇妙的救主耶稣基督,
but more so to be able to see this miraculous Lord.
不单止叫我们知道这个神迹,
not only for us to focus on the benefits that this miracle brought to the people at that time,
并且求主你叫我们看见这位供应好处的就行神迹的这位主他自己的荣耀,
but rather for us to behold the glory of the Lord who was the one who brought forth the benefits through this miracle.
主啊，求你今早你恩待我们,
Lord, deal kindly with us today.
又愿你的同在今朝明显的显在我们中间,
and may your presence be evidently seen and felt here today.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷,
in Jesus' name we pray.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神迹的时候呢,
so whenever we talk about miracles,
我不知道你怎么想,
I wonder what goes through your mind.
是不是好像一般的人觉得神迹很奇妙的事情?
Do you think, oh, it's a miracle, so that means it's something that's so extraordinary?
人的以为神迹就是那些超自然,
so what people consider to be miracles are those that are beyond the natural.
Yeah,
supernatural.
So they're supernatural. 或者超科学的,
beyond what is explainable by science.
超乎人性那个能够理解的一些奇怪的事情,
beyond anything that our physical mind is actually able to comprehend or think of.
是不是一些我们不明白的东西出现,那我们就说,这个神迹啊?
So, can we label anything that we don't understand to be miracles?
或者说,本来不知道的,现在突然知道,神迹啊?
If it's something that you never recognize, but all of a sudden you recognize, you say, oh, well, there's a miracle.
是不是这样呢?
Is that what it is?
人对神迹的要求是什么呢?
What's the criteria that we set to label something as being a miracle?
很多时候人对神迹的要求就是说,希望有件奇怪的事情出现,带我过来,离开这个难处。
Sometimes people just have the thought to say, I wish something would happen, something big and wonderful that takes me away from this difficult situation or this particular hardship.
或者是一个神迹的出现,让我突然间中了lotto.
Or maybe a miracle will happen and somehow it hits the lotto.
我就知道哪个number.
Let me know exactly which numbers to choose.
是不是这样?
Is that what a miracle is?
这个世界人的要求都是,通常都是.
In general, that's what the request or the desire is of the people of this world.
希望一些神迹的出现,奇怪的事情出现,这样叫我得到更多的祝福.
We hope for miracles in order for me to benefit greatly.
我们今早说,我们要看看耶稣行的一个神迹.
But let's look at the miracle that's recorded here, that a miracle that the Lord did.
圣经里面所说的所谓神迹,
in terms of miracles as is depicted in the Bible,
or
to say, let's look at miracles as defined by the truth of the Bible. It is a manifestation of God's might and power. But there is one purpose for this manifestation.
这个目的就是叫人更加的认识这位真神。
That purpose is so that individuals who witnessed that miracle would come to know of God even more.
我们刚才读的第十一节，弟兄们，你记得，你就记得，耶稣行这个神迹，是要显出他的荣耀来。
If you look at verse 11 from the passage that we read, focus on the that particular verse. It says, this is the reason for the miracle was to manifest his glory.
听见没？这个就是圣经里边，在主耶稣行嘅神迹嘅里边嗰一个目的。
This is the sole purpose for any miracles to be done in the Bible.
如果我哋存着别一嘅心思，
If we hold any other type of thoughts or ideas
去要求一个神迹的话,
in the process of asking for miracles,
这样你这个要求，这个目标就错了。
Then you would be in the wrong, and you would have the wrong concept.
圣经里面提了很多的神迹。
There are many miracles that are described in the Bible.
圣经也告诉我们，在各处的福音书也好，或者是书信里面都好。
Whether it's recorded in the Gospels or recorded in the Epistles,
都看见很多的神迹。
There are many miracles that are recorded.
新约、旧约都是这样。
Whether it be the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他亦行了很多神迹。
And when Jesus was walking on earth, he did do many miracles.
所以约翰福音二十章，他就跟我们说，耶稣在门徒的面前，另外行了许多神迹。
And that's why in the Gospel of John chapter 20, it records for us that Jesus performed many other miracles.
为什么要行这些神迹呢？ 做乜嘢事要行呢啲神迹呢？目的喺边度呢？
But why? Why did Jesus do all those provide all those signs and perform all those miracles? What's the reason for them?
圣经好清楚讲出俾我哋听。The
Bible is very, very clear to tell us why.
但记这些事系要叫你哋信耶稣系基督，系神嘅儿子，并且叫你哋信了他，就可以因他得的名得生命。
It says, But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name.
叫人认识这位主耶稣。
It will cause individuals to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
要显出他的荣耀来。
To manifest His glory.
我们就看见这位耶稣和荣耀，和神的荣耀是相等的了。
So we see that there equates Jesus Christ and the eternal glory of God, that they are the same.
主耶稣原来就是那个荣耀。
Jesus Christ is that glory.
约翰福音一章十四节。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典有真理。 我们也见过他的荣光，这里翻译荣光其实就是荣耀，正是父独生子的荣耀。
It reads, And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
主耶稣是圣经里面，在神口里面讲的那位，那个道。
Jesus Christ is the referred to as the Word,
as depicted here.
But here it tells us that that Word became flesh. That means that the Son of God, who existed as Word, He took on the form of flesh and became man. So if you want to be able to see God's glory, where are you going to find it?
不是夜晚黑照住，或者系一个射灯照出嚟嗰啲喎。
We're not talking about the brightness that shines forth from a spotlight in the middle of the night.
你要睇见神嘅荣耀，睇主耶稣。
If you want to see the glory of God, just take a look at Jesus.
从耶稣嘅身上边，你只能够从耶稣嘅身上睇见神嘅荣耀。
You can only see the glory of God in the person of Jesus.
圣经就系咁讲啦嘛。
That's what the Bible tells us.
充充满满嘅有恩典有真理。 我哋亦都见过 見過嘅意思即係你係肉眼嘅睇見。
That which we have seen and behold in glory and wonder, that is Jesus Christ. That's what we have seen.
見到耶穌嘅本人喺地上邊，但喺靈嘅裏邊，我哋今天2000年之後，我哋也看見呢個嘅榮耀。
That
即係就係從主耶穌嘅身上
邊。At one time in history, man was able to behold him in the flesh, but today in the spirit.Is still applicable for us that we are able to behold Him in the Spirit.
所以当这个神迹行出来之后，神就话要显出佢嘅荣耀嘅时候。
And so that's why at the end of this particular miracle that's recorded, God is very clear in His words to say that what is manifested was His glory.
就系睇见主耶稣，就系认识主耶稣。
That means.That they were able to behold Jesus, they were able to know Jesus.
嗱，咁从荣耀嘅呢个角度嚟到睇。
Now we look at it from this perspective of glory.
嚟睇呢一个嘅主耶稣行嘅第一个嘅神迹。
If we take a look at this first miracle performed by Jesus from this perspective.
咁呢位道成肉身嘅主耶稣行呢个神迹嘅里边。我今日分咗四个方面嚟到同弟兄姊妹一齐交通。
So as far as this Jesus who was the Word who became flesh, we are going to look at him and see him from four different perspectives.
神嘅荣耀点样样从耶稣嘅身上边嚟显出嚟咧？我哋咁系睇啲乜嘢呢
？So how did the glory of God manifest itself?In the person of Jesus. What is it that we're focusing on today?
啊，系咪咁样望住佢咧？咁啊，睇住佢啊，有眼有鼻有口有耳咁样啊，咁样啊
？Is it merely when we say see Jesus? Is it merely to see the physical being? So there's two eyes and a nose and all the other features? Is that what we're talking about?
咁又睇到佢个神嘅荣耀啦咩
？Does that mean if we see that physical person, does that mean then we see the glory of God?
啊，如果有人收一早起身未行洗面又未行修息嘅，咁你睇下有咩荣耀
？If you look at an individual that just crawled out of bed, haven't cleaned up, haven't washed up, what type of glory are you able to behold there?
原来当我哋睇见到基督，见到佢个荣耀嘅时候，神嘅荣耀嘅彰显。是由于主耶稣的谦卑的里面我们可以看出来。
We actually first have to focus on Jesus' humbleness if we wanted to behold the glory of God.
在马太福音十一章二十九节那里跟我们讲主耶稣说我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, it tells us specifically, Jesus speaking, that he is gentle and humble in heart, and that you will find rest for your soul in him.
神的荣耀彰显于主耶稣他的谦卑的里面。
The glory of God is manifested through Jesus' humbleness.
我们听过读圣经的时候我们都听过加利利这个地方是吗
When we read through the Bible, we have all come across the name of a city called Galilee.
其实不是加利利都是一个 city, 但是一个很大的地方来的。
It's actually, Galilee is a portion that made up Israel.
那是的我们都熟悉这个加利利。
We understand that that's the area called Galilee.
而这个加利利呢是一个什么地方呢
But what type of place is the area of Galilee?
其实就是主耶稣的乡下来的。
It's actually the hometown of Jesus.
那里有个加利利海。
There is a sea of Galilee that's there.
我们看到主耶稣 在加利利行走去这里去那里。
And the Bible records of how Jesus went from one place to another within the area of Galilee.
加利利的拿撒勒是主耶稣的乡下。
Now Nazareth is actually the specific town within the area of Galilee. That's where Jesus was born.
不过呢，我哋今日就好熟悉呢个加利利。
We are very familiar with the name, the word Galilee.
亦都冇啲乜嘢嘅唔好嘅印象。
We don't really have much of a perception, any bad perceptions of that particular town or area. But as far as the people at that particular time in history, actually, people looked down and dismissed the town of the area of Galilee.
我記得當主耶穌一個門徒叫做腓力，將耶穌介紹另外一個人叫做拿但業嘅時候呢。
When we remember the episode where Philip brought forth was trying to introduce Jesus to another individual by the name of Nathanael.
咁嗰個拿但業點講啊？
What did Nathanael say in response to this description of Jesus?
佢話：誒拿撒勒，仲有咩好出啊？
His response was, "What good can come from Nazareth?"
當時嘅人就係咁樣睇呢一個地方嘅。
And that's how the people at that time judged the city, the town of Nazareth.
亦都就係話當時嘅人係咁樣嘅藐視喺拿撒勒。
And that's how people in general belittled those who hailed from Nazareth.
所以我哋嘅主耶穌係出自嗰個地方。But
our Lord Jesus is specifically from that place.
人係藐視佢。And
so individuals belittled him.
係唔睇得上佢嘅。They
did not have any consideration for him.
但係弟兄姊妹。But
brothers and sisters.
呢個正係神自己嘅榮耀。
Here was the full glory of God.
人所睇嘅只係外邊嘅一啲嘅東西。
What man saw was merely the exterior.
但神今日要我哋睇主耶穌嘅裏邊，佢嗰個實際。
But what God wants for us to focus in on is the inner being of our Lord Jesus.
我哋呢位主耶穌，佢係邊個嚟嘅？
Who is Jesus?
本來喺天上邊。 在神的懷中，佢係一個獨生嘅兒子。He
is the only begotten one in the full bosom of God the Father.
佢同神係同等嘅。He
was equal to God.
唔係話大啲細啲，佢係同等。He
was one with God. He was not greater or lesser than God the Father.
所以腓立比書二章第八節。
And so that's why in the epistle of Philippians chapter 2 verse 8,
佢雖然係神嘅兒子，但係道成肉身，記得嚟到地上邊。
Remember, he was the Son of God who took on flesh.
佢係取咗人嘅樣子。
And he was found in appearance as a man.
既有人嘅樣子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至於死，且死喺十字架上邊。
And it describes it to say that being found in an appearance as a man, he humbled himself to become obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
神的儿子，荣耀的神的儿子，是万物的创造者。
Here was the Son of God, the glorious manifestation of God, who was the creator of all of the universe and all things.
落到嚟地上成为人，好似你同埋我有血有肉嘅呢个人。
Who descended from the heavens to earth to take on the form of flesh to become man, so having flesh and blood, just like you and me.
我唔知道点样先可以讲得到呢一个嘅感觉出嚟。
I really don't know how to fully describe what I'm feeling.
就係話呢個咁偉大嘅主今日俾呢個六尺嚇，我唔知係幾隻六尺嘅百零磅嘅人喺200磅底下嘅人係被咁樣縮到落去一個咁樣嘅呢一個嘅範圍嘅裏邊。
If you can just imagine such a vast and immense and glorious God, yet now was forced to fit himself into a form, a frame, a physical frame that's less than 200 pounds, maybe less than 6 feet tall. This somewhat constraining physical form.
그 힘 빼지게.
He had to humble himself.
이지도 그 성조 네거의 구속의 공.
In order to finish, establish and finish the work of the salvation.
네가 이거 주.
And this is our Lord.
하이웬기오가 주.
He, this is our glorious Lord.
이와 나디임 다이디임.
That was the first point. Point number two.
성경 웬기오 정인이 주 예수의 순복.
His glory was manifested through his submission.
다시 말해 건가 그의 유산통당가.
Remember, we had said referred to earlier that he was one with God.
임가 그
he was equal with God.
통산통당가 다 임가이 하이 그 럭돌라이 대상이야.
If that was the case, then why did Jesus descend onto earth?
임가 야마이 다이삼고나.
Why not another being?
或者又不是神所做的另外一个呢?
Why not a creation of God?
而是要他呢?
Why did it require for Jesus to come?
因为这个是神的旨意。
This was the will of God.
于是主耶稣就是信服在神这个旨意里面。
And because the will of God was this, Jesus submitted himself under the will of God.
完全的顺服的.
And not only did he just submit, but he was a fully obedient.
没有一些怨言, 没有一些反对,
without any hindrance, without any rebellion.
即使他落到地上边,
and to a point where he came upon, not only just come upon earth,
在地上的时候, 他仍然是顺服神的,
but even during the time that he walked on this earth, he walked and lived a submissive life to God.
所以主耶稣就说,我的食物是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And that's why Jesus was able to say and declare, my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
我整个人都是为了一个目的,这个目的就是遵行那个差我来者,就是父的旨意。
I am all about one purpose only, and that purpose is to do the will of the Father who sent me.
在第二章这个神迹里面,我们看见这个性格。
In the miracle that we read in chapter 2 of John, we see the character of Jesus.
我们不知道主耶稣和这对新人的关系是怎样。
We don't know exactly what the relationship was between Jesus and the newlyweds.
可能他们有些亲戚关系都不定。
It's possible that he was related to them.
因为我们看见除了主耶稣之外,还有他的妈妈玛利亚在那里。
Because we see that the recording tells us that not only was Jesus invited to come, but also his mother Mary was invited as well.
因为我想, 如果是单单是朋友的话,都很少连妈妈都请他。If
there were just friends of Jesus, seldom would the mother of a friend be also invited to the wedding.
那些妈妈也不会说不通气,经常跟着。
Nor would the mother be such a busybody to just follow along wherever their sons would go, they would go too.
但是呢,我们看到她妈妈在这里,玛利亚在这里。
But we see that Mary was there.
不单止她在这里一起的饮宴。
And that they were enjoying the feast together.
而且呢,我们看到玛利亚呢,行来行去,即是又随便出主意啊,这样。
Not only that, but you see here that there's a depiction of Mary providing direction to those who were there at the wedding, almost as if she was managing that particular wedding.
还有呢,除了玛利亚之外,还有他12个门徒。
Not only was Mary there, but Jesus' disciples were also present.
你说如果跟耶稣不太熟的这些新人无端端加了一位,那么又很不同的说法了。
You know that you wouldn't think that unless this newlywed was somehow related to Jesus, that they would be willing and ready to set up another, what today would be a table, another table, full table, for 12 more guests to come.
為何在這一點上面我們看見 主耶穌他那個的謙卑,他那個的順服呢?
How is it that we're able to see and find the humbleness of the Lord displayed here? And how we're able to see His submissiveness displayed?
我們知道主耶穌的工作很忙。
We know that the Lord is busy.
聖經說他連吃飯的時候都沒有。
That many a times we see a recording that he would forgo his meals.
但他仍然来参加这个宴会。
But he took the time to come to attend this particular wedding.
他没有因为我不得闲，因为我这么大粒，我要去参加你的宴会。
He did not take the attitude to say, I have lots of work I need to finish. I can't be bothered by this type of thing, festivities, to come and join your wedding.
虽然他是神的儿子,但他活在地上的时候,他仍然是活在世人的当中。
Even though he was the Son of God, but while he was here on earth, he lived among men.
他同人一同的喜乐。
And he rejoiced when the people around him rejoiced.
他与别人一同的悲伤。
And he's commiserated with those who were in suffering.
他全无因为他自己是神的儿子。
Never once did he just take the fact that he was the Son of God
好像有些人那么自高自大。
to as an opportunity to elevate himself above the others,
他是一位,
just like some people might do.
他是一位苦就卑微的人。
He was someone who was humble and gentle.
第二章第三节，当佢哋喺度欢喜快乐喺度饮宴嘅时候，突然间酒用尽了。
In the recording here at the of the wedding, it tells us that in the middle of the wedding, that their wine ran out.
酒用尽了。
The wine had ran out.
酒代表世界的欢乐。
Wine is a symbol of the joyfulness of whatever joy that this world is able to provide.
那传福音的人都很喜欢用这句话作为传福音的题目。
And many evangelists would use this as a theme or of their message.
是，没错，这个酒是代表着世界的欢乐，但是。 这个欢乐不持得几耐。
While wine can depict the happiness that this world can bring, but the happiness will one day come to an end.
有一天当这个欢乐完了之后，或者说酒用尽了之后，这个就变成虚空的虚空。
And so when that wine runs out, on that day, when the happiness that this world is able to bring to you ceases to exist, then you will find that it is vanity of vanities
that
you will experience. That is really true, brothers and sisters.
这个世界的东西,无论你眼前,几这么的华丽,几这么的满足你的肉体,但有一天,它会永远。
There is no denying that no matter how satisfying, no matter how happy you are with the things that this world can provide to you, you will come to a point where it can no longer supply you with that satisfaction or happiness.
即使你如今拥有了,
even if you are reaping in the fullness of it today,
但只不过, 是几十年的功夫而已。
But it's only going to be maybe 10, 20, 30 years.
跟这个永远的相比是没得比。
You cannot compare it to the period of eternity, forever.
我太太呢，我讲一些小事啦，希望她不要介意。
Let me tell tales out of school. Something about my wife. I hope that she doesn't mind.
有人就成日同佢講，佢話Esther 後生嗰時好靚嘅。
People would say to her, "Oh, Esther, when you were younger, you were so beautiful."
咁啊，其實都開心俾人讚你好靚係嘛？
You should be happy when someone sort of gives you a compliment to say that you were beautiful.
但佢話都唔係好開心。
But for her, she said, "No, I'm not happy when people say that to me."
點解啊
？Why？
佢話後生嗰陣時好靚喎。
Because it was qualified to say that when you were younger, you were beautiful.
咁即係而家唔靚啦。
That means that she's no longer beautiful.
係咪弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters,
我哋可以擁有喺地上邊一啲嘅東西。
We can revel in something of this world today.
即使人嘅美貌都唔能夠持久。
But even the beauty of an individual can never continue to exist.
就算你擁有咗，但都唔持久。頂籠幾十年嘅功夫。
Let's say you were somehow able to maintain that beauty for a period of time, but ultimately there would be a failing of that preservation or the maintenance.
咁佢啊，佢哋酒用完啦嚇。
It tells us here that the wine was no more.
咁呢個 wedding manager 就梗係知道啦。
So of course the head waiter knew.
呢個 manager 嘅媽咪啊。就是、瑪利亞就嚟話俾阿耶穌聽，佢話佢哋冇曬酒咯喎。
And of course, the one who seemed to be acting as a manager also knew, and that would be Mary. So Mary then comes to Jesus and said, "They have no more wine. They've run out of wine."
我就唔知點解瑪利亞會同耶穌講呢啲説話。
And actually, I don't understand why would Mary come to Jesus to tell him that they have run out of wine.
唯一嘅理由就係。我覺得呢幾十年嘅時間，耶穌係擔起佢全家嘅責任。
The only reasonable explanation may be that throughout these almost 30 some odd years of Jesus' life, that he was the one that was primarily responsible for the things of the household.
有人話咧，佢爸爸約瑟早死，咁所以咧大仔就要擔起頭家啦，咁樣樣。
So some people guess to say, well, his father had passed away when he was younger, and so because Jesus was the firstborn, the eldest, so he had to take on the responsibility of the man of the household.
但無論如何，我哋嘅主耶穌係苦就卑微嘅一個人。
But we know for a fact, though, that our Lord was humble.
喺家裏邊仍然亦都有呢個見證。
And we see that he had that testimony even within his own household.
但佢个责任嚟系要救世人，但系佢对屋企嘅人一啲都冇放低到。
Yes, he had the full responsibility to descend on this earth to save mankind, but he did not neglect his the responsibilities at home neither.
所以呢，玛利亚可能系因为咁长年累月系咁样样成为咗一个习惯。所以每一樣有咩唔妥，要話俾耶穌聽。
Perhaps Mary had all these years have had this type of habit that whenever something was wrong, whenever something was amiss, that she would bring it to the attention of Jesus.
今日又係咁樣樣，喂，冇曬酒啦。
Today we see that by merely seeing Mary come to Jesus and say they've run out of wine.
點不知？耶穌今日嘅回答咧，又唔同往事咁樣咯喎。
But somehow the response that the Lord gave to his mother probably was different from the responses that he would have given to her previously.
所以第四節咧，約翰福音二章四節嘅話，耶穌話：母親，我同你有咩相干啊？我嘅時候仲未到。
So in verse 4, it records to us the Lord's response as being, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour has not yet come."
好多人對呢句嘅話好有意見啊。
Now, people are very divided in their opinions about this specific response.
因為咧，我哋尤其是我哋中國人呢禮儀之邦咧，以孝道為先嘅呢個族群。
Especially for us who grew up with the Chinese culture, where respect for your elders is paramount.
啊, 原文那裡主耶穌怎樣回答啊? 他說, 欸, 女人啊, 我的時候未到啊,
what is the original text in what was it in the original text? How is it really read? It's really read to say, hey woman, my time is not I'm not ready.
The time 啊, is not ready.
So that means that here was Jesus speaking to his mother and calling or addressing her as woman.
我們今天經常在街上聽到, hey man, 但沒有人說, hey woman, 這樣啊, 都,
we see lots of people use the slang to say, hey man, everywhere in the streets, but we don't hear people say, hey woman.
但是出自主耶穌的口啊,
but these were the very words that came from the Lord's mouth.
哇, 我們中國人尤其是覺得太過沒禮貌了, 所以就翻成母親。
So that's why for us who are from the Chinese culture, we think, no, that has no respect whatsoever. So in the Chinese translation, it says, mother.
Yeah. 你不叫母親大人, 你叫聲媽咪,
maybe you won't address her formally as mother. Maybe you say mommy or mom.
但是主耶稣说, 女人,
but really,
我都不知道怎么说,
the text says, woman, I really don't know how to explain that.
我和你有什么相关呢? 即是说关你什么事啊? 这样啊?
But the next phrase, it says, what have I to do with you?
我的时候,
to interpret it, that really is saying, this is none of your business.
啊, 但是弟兄姐妹, 我们不要笑, 我们知道主讲每一个说话都有意思的。
But we shouldn't take this lightly. We know that every statement that the Lord verbalizes has this meaning.
我们很喜欢顺口开河乱说24，但主不会的。We
like to joke around and we're careless in terms of our speech, but the Lord is not careless in terms of His speech.
为什么主耶稣在这里称他母亲做妇人呢?
Why did Jesus reference his mother as woman?
我相信道成肉身的主耶稣不会乱说话。
I'm certain that the word becoming flesh, that Jesus will not just dismissively say something off the cuff.
他也不是说没礼貌的。
Nor would he be impolite or unrespectful.
他一定不会不尊重他母亲。
For sure, he would not be respectful of the mother.
我就看为什么主耶稣会说这句话，这样讲法呢？
So we should look and say, why did the Lord respond in this particular way?
刚才我说过, 主耶稣在这里做什么事情？
Remember, we have alluded to this a little ago. What is the work that the Lord is doing here?
主在做什么?
What is the work?
主将近要做什么?
What is the Lord doing here?
是做要显一个神迹出来吗?
He is to perform a miracle.
嗱, 神迹一定不是人手可以做的。
A miracle cannot be performed by man.
人不可以做任何的神迹。
Man cannot, does not have the capability to perform any miracle.
做到的只是那些幻觉来的,魔术。
If anyone is able to perform a miracle, it's merely a sleight of hands, just like magic.
但是主耶稣在这里是显一个神迹。
But here, Jesus did perform a miracle.
他行这个神迹的时候，他一定是站在作神的地位上面来做这件事情。
And for him to perform a miracle, then he has to be in the position of God.
当他站在作神的地位上面去回答玛利亚的时候，
and when he stands in the position of God and is now addressing Mary,
你说他应该叫这个人阿妈，还是妇人呢？
Should he in that position address this individual as mom or something else?
佢第二句说话佢话我与你有什么相干。
The second phrase that he used was, "What do I have to do with you, or what is it to you?"
嗱，千祈唔好谂住哦，我同呢个主人家有咩关系？唔系。
It's not a matter of saying I have no relations with this wedding party.
因为我嚟做客噶嘛，咁而家你冇晒酒，咁你唔去买搵我，即系呢个关系啊。主耶稣唔系讲呢个关系。
This is, had nothing to do with the fact that, oh, I'm a guest here. Now that you have no wine, why don't you go buy it yourself? We're not talking about that.
其实主耶稣在这里提醒玛利亚。
In fact, the Lord here was reminding Mary,
神作事情是根据他的时间。
That when God is to complete his work, it is solely by God's own schedule.
同埋神的安排。
And it is based on God's own arrangement.
不是我们的时间表。
It is not based on our own schedule.
是他的时间表。
It is based on his timing.
照着他的规矩。
According to what he permits, it will be done.
所以主耶稣说，我的时候还没到。
And that's why the Lord replied and said, my time is not yet here.
弟兄姐妹又不是这里的时候，不是说讲几点钟。
And again, this hour that's talking about, his response is not talking about the actual time of the day.
而是指着神安排的那个时刻。
But rather, it is the already pre-arranged hour that God has set.
所以当神的事情，他神的神迹要显出来的时候，是按照神的时间，神的安排，同埋他的定规。
So when a miracle is to be completed and performed, it is solely based on God's timetable, God's arrangement, God's purpose.
好多弟兄姊妹的家人未行信主。
Many brothers and sisters have family members who have yet to accept salvation.
都好担心吓，希望佢哋早日信耶稣。
And we are all anxious. We're worried. We want for our family members to believe in the Lord.
所以一面为他们祷告，一面又好心急。
So on the one hand we pray, but on the other hand we're very anxious.
咁啊，最好他们啊快啲啦，而且又发病啊，开始入医院啊，咁仲唔快啲，仲唔急啲
？We think, oh, it would be wonderful. The earlier the better that they accept the Lord, especially as they start to age or they're getting they're hospitalized now, they're getting sick.
主啊，快啲救佢哋
！Lord, save him or her quickly.
最好咧，今个礼拜。
The best would be if you do it this week.
点解？因为传福音啊嘛。
Because there's a gospel meeting coming this week.
阿苏志雄又嚟传福音嘅。
Brother Ken So is going to be here to.
所以主啊，快啲
about the gospel.
最紧要系今日呢个礼拜就。
Hurry, Lord, hurry. Maybe today, maybe at the very least, make sure it's this week.
所以当玛利亚同主讲话，佢哋冇酒啦，佢哋有需要啊。
So when Mary came to Jesus and said, "They ran out of wine. They have a need now."
喂，耶稣啊，最好而家快啲搞掂佢咯。
It's just like saying, "Jesus, come take care of this. Do it now."
睇唔睇到我哋嘅影子啊，弟兄姊妹
？Do you see a shadow of ourselves depicted here in the person of Mary?
但系主话。我同你有咩关系呢
？But the Lord is saying, what do I have to do with you?
神要作嘅有佢嘅时间，但系我同你有咩关系呢
？God, what God wants to get accomplished and perform has God's timing. But at the same time, what have you or what have I to do with you?
我嘅时间仲未到。
My hour is not has not yet come.
即系话神嘅安排唔系呢个时候。
So that means.God's arrangement does not fit in with this particular time.
咁几时啊
？Then we ask, well, when?
佢就嚟去噶啦嘛。
He's about to die. He's on his deathbed.
你唔快啲，咁几时啊
？If not now, Lord, then when?
但主话我嘅时候还未有到。
But the Lord says, my hour has not come.
我同佢呢个人嘅关系。我同你的关系不一样。
My relationship with that individual and my relationship with you is totally different.
盼望主俾我哋有咁样嘅睇见。
Totally separate. So may the Lord give us that understanding.
所以喺呢一段嘅 嘅聖經嘅裏頭。
So in this particular passage of the Bible,
婦人，我與你有什麼相干
？Woman, what does that have to do with me？
我嘅時候還沒有到。
My hour has not yet come。
佢個話我嘅時候。
He says here, my hour。
其實就係講到神嘅時候。
In reality, it is God's hour。
主耶穌並唔會因為話，哎呀，係啊，神啊，你睇下都係幾緊急嘅呢件事情。不如我而家做咗先嚟，好唔好啊？咁
，the Lord would not turn to God the Father and say, you know, God, actually, if you look at it, it is kind of serious. Now, no, we're getting to the end. Maybe if you let me finish this first, and then we can get back to what we're talking, what we were about before.
如果主耶稣系咁样嘅话，主耶稣个所谓信服神嘅旨意就唔系咁样讲。
But if that was the case, then this character of God, of the Lord, of being submissive would be totally out of whack.
我哋就唔能够，主亦都唔能够讲话我嘅食物系遵行神嘅吩咐。
Nor would the Lord be able to say that my food is to do the very will of the one who sent me.
主耶稣唔会咁做。
The Lord would never.
主耶稣每做一件事情，每讲一句说话，都系根据神嗰个心意。
Each thing that he does, each word that the Lord speaks is solely based on and comes from God the Father.
咁然後我哋去到第三點，神嘅榮耀彰顯於主耶穌基督嘅憐憫。
We come to the third point, which is that His glory is manifested through His mercy.
所以頭先我已經講主耶穌絕唔會根據人嘅所謂需要嚟到作。在父的旨意之外的事情。
So, as I stated earlier, Jesus Christ will never perform a work for the sake of the needs of an individual that is outside of the arrangement that God has already preset.
不过他绝对不会不帮助我们解决难处。
At the same time, though, he will never forsake us and not help us with difficulty.
相反的来讲，神的怜悯肯定不愿意人留在难处里面。
Conversely, actually, the mercy of God will never leave us stranded in our own hardship.
所以哥林多前书十章十三节就话，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能够受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于人所能受。在受试探的时候，总是给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it reads, No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also.So that you will be able to endure it.
你而家問題就係話，我哋作為人，願唔願意接受神呢個安排呢
？The issue really is, we as man, are we willing to accept everything based on God's terms, His arrangement?
接受神嘅安排同埋神嘅時間，去解決你嘅難題。
To accept God's terms, meaning the way that He has arranged it, and also to accept His timing to resolve whatever hardship that we are, with which we are faced.
我们知道我们的主耶稣，他爱他的母亲。
We know the Lord loves His mother.
所以即使他临到在十字架上的时候，他仍然的是交托他母亲给他的门徒来到
Don't forget that even upon the cross, our Lord was mindful of His mother and so entrusted the care of His mother over to His trusted ones.
所以他知不知道玛利亚当时的难处呢?
So do you think that the Lord recognizes the difficulty that Mary might have experienced at that particular time?
当然知道。
Of course.
那也是主耶稣不是不是乐意为难他呢？定话乐意帮助他呢？
Do you think that the Lord would delight in prolonging her hardship? Or do you think that the Lord would come forth and help her out of her hardship? Of course he wants to resolve her hardship. But nevertheless, he still stood in the position of being one who was submissive to God the Father.
今日神的要求,对我们的要求仍然就是说,你要不要信服神那个安排在这个环境的底下?
The requirement for us today is exactly as it was for Jesus on that day. Are we willing to accept what God has arranged for us and stand steadfast amidst whatever hardship we are facing today?
无论是哪一件事情,若果我们今天都是愿意做一个信服神的人,神的能力就是可以从他的身上显出来。
And in a similar way, if we are willing to stand fast in the position of being a submissive individual to God and His arrangement, then we will have His help at the appropriate time.
Yeah, 神一定会拯救我们脱离这个难处。
And God will surely extend His hand to relieve us from the hardship that we face.
今天很多人他们都有不同的难处。
Many individuals have different type of difficulties that they face day to day.
但你要从这个难处,一定要从这个难处,在什么时候走出来,还是你愿意伏在神的面前,等候神的时间去安排?
But is your mind focused on how am I going to get out of this? Or when am I going to get out of this difficulty? Or are you focused on standing firm to accept whatever arrangement God has already made for you in terms of His arrangement and timing?
这个就是第五节玛利亚和这些佣人说,他叫你做什么,你就做什么了。
And that's why verse 5 follows to tell of Mary's response, which was to turn to the servant and say, whatever he says for you to do, just do it.
意思也就是说,他不叫你做的,你就不要做。
But it also implies that if he doesn't tell you to do something, don't do it.
最后一点,
lastly,
耶稣行这个神迹,显出他的荣耀来,
that His glory was manifested through this first miracle.
水变酒这个神迹的出现,
water turned into wine. This was the miracle at hand.
显明这位道成肉身的主,
it tells us that He who was Word becoming flesh,
他是荣耀的主,
that He is a glorious Lord.
也是那位使没变为有的神,
He is the one who can make something out of nothing.
当神的荣耀这样显出来的时候, 透过那件事情来显出来的时候,
when God's glory is manifested through this event,
圣经就说,他的门徒就信他了。
The Bible clearly tells us that then His disciples believed in Him.
我相信这里的信他,不是说,我今天举手信耶稣,接受耶稣就救主那个信。
But this belief, I'm certain, is not the same as when we say, oh, I want to raise my hand to accept Jesus as my Savior. It's not the same type of belief.
而是完全的接受主, 将主投入去主的里面,主成为了他的,他成为主的,这样的一个接受。
But rather, it reflects an acceptance of the Lord in full. That means to incorporate everything that is of the Lord's into my being, and that I'm willing to be in that position with the Lord.
神是荣耀,
God is glorious.
因为道成肉身的主,
and certainly the Lord who was a Word becoming flesh is also glorious. And He will manifest the work of God.
问题就是, 我们今天是接受 呢位主还是说接受单是他的拯救。
The issue is, are we willing to fully believe and accept the Lord Himself? Or are we just willing to accept the work, the miraculous work that our Lord is able to bring to us in terms of salvation?
求主叫我们的眼光是能够透过这个的神迹开阔一点的。
So, through this recording of the miracle, may our understanding of the Lord be broadened a little bit more.
好像这一班的门徒一样。
Just like this group of disciples,
就接受了主。
To believe or to accept Jesus.
或者说 commit to him, 承认这位神的儿子。
Perhaps we can say, are we willing to commit ourselves to him?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以神的主耶稣在地上面所行的神迹。
So the miracles that are performed by the Lord
带给我们好益处，救我们脱离难处。
It brings to us benefits, goodness. It takes us away from difficulties and hardship.
但我们必须要看见这位行神迹的主耶稣。
But more important is for us to see the Lord Himself who did the miracle.
我们必须要认识这位行奇事的神迹的神的儿子，和见到他的荣耀。
We must come to know this Son of God who is able to perform miracles and provide signs.
在那个宴会的里面，我相信这么多人喝酒，即这么多酒是供应给很多很多的人的。
I'm certain that there was so much wine that was prepared for this wedding. It benefited and supplied the needs of many individuals who were guests.
但是只有这些门徒是相信。
But here, only the disciples came to believe.
其他的人看不到这个神迹吗？
Didn't the other people witness this miracle?
都看到的。
Yes, they saw it.
所以我们今天我们都讲这个神的话，你周围可以去都听到神自己的话，很多人都听到神的话。
Just as today we talk about the Word of God, you can go many places, all places, and to be able to hear the Word of God spoken of to many who hear.
就是好像你是同样的参加这个筵席的人的当中的一个这样。
But that's just like an individual here who was a guest at that particular wedding.
但只有啲门徒相信嘅。
But only the disciples came to believe in Jesus.
咁我哋系门徒嗰个数目嘅里边啦，还系话嗰啲客人、嗰啲宾客嘅数目里边。
So are we counted today as one in the number of the disciples who believe? Or are we merely counting ourselves as one of the guests who saw or enjoyed?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们多谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是道成肉身的那一位。
You are the one who took on the form of flesh.
主啊，你要在地上面，你仍然要彰显你自己的荣美。
Here on earth, you desire to manifest your glory.
主啊，我们今天看见你自己的荣耀。
Lord, today we behold your glory.
就像我们说，我们愿意 commit 我们自己到你的面前。
And we are willing to commit ourselves before you.
主啊，祝福你自己的儿女。
Lord, may you bless your children.
祝福你自己的教会。
Bless your church.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.